American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
They use them over in Italy for years and years as oxen.
That's Tony Breedlove, the president of the North American Romagnola Rome Angus Cattle Association.
That's right. The Romagnola cattle are an Italian breed, and they were brought over to the United States about 70 or 71 by R.L. Waltrip down by Houston. He brought the first ones over, and the Romagnola is a 2,000-year-old breed.
And Breedlove emphasized that this is not a new breed at all.
They use them over in Italy for years and years as oxen. So what they developed was tremendous loins and rear ends on them, and good legs, good stout legs where they can travel. And
so there was a handful of them in the United States. What's next?
And started using them and started crossing them. And one of the unique crosses that we found for the industry was crossing the Romagnola on the Black Angus. And since primarily the genes of the Romagnola bulls are recessive, most of the time if you breed a white Romagnola bull to a black cow, if she's a full blood, you're going to get black calves. So what you wind up with is an Angus that looks like he's on steroids. They're called Romangus. We've been doing those for lots of years.
Breedlove said it's the best kept secret in the cattle industry.
Because there's just not that many people that are raising the pure-blooded stock so they can get out to the ranchers and put these pure-blooded bulls on their cattle.
And Breedlove said he's working on that with this association.
So we can register our cattle so we can promote them.
And Breedlove says that Romagnola cattle has a special gene.
The Romagnola cattle also has one of those unique tenderness genes that they're not widespread. They are in the Romagnola cattle, and most of the time they'll pass it on to their progeny.
And Breedlove has a strong opinion on this cattle.
Now, I think every rancher in the United States needs a Romagnola bull on his cattle, because the end result is that you're going to wean a calf 50 to 100 pounds heavier than you ever had before on that same cow.
So if the cattleman sells it by the pound, he's going to get more money, and plus...
But the benefit to the consumer is because they have that tenderness gene, and because they have their marbling is a whole lot smaller than some. The flavor of the meat and the tenderness is, the consumer deserves that product.
That's Tony Breedlove, the president of the North American Romagnola Rome Angus Association. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.